It's the fifth installment of the Bashers broadcast. We've had two away games with one of the Shed, one of the Jaguar Club, and one went down well. One was a talking mess. We missed a week last week due to
recuperate.
I just think general laziness. We're here back at the Bird's Nest. Got here, Birdship. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. I'm doing okay. A couple of games into the season now, and I'm feeling pretty good for it.
And a special guest, Oliver Stats. Don't know your last name.
Pleasure to be here.
I think tonight's
going to
go good, man. I think it'll be an informative cast.
Lots to get through.
We're going to pick up from the Jaguar Club, which was a bit of a debacle, really. But anyway, we're missing one member tonight, old...
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
He's a bit under the weather, so we
got a bowler or something.
We might just give him a bell and check that he's okay.
We might.
Listen here, you mongrels.
Okay, we're going to push on with Call for a Runner. We're ringing Chook from South Africa this week. So,
Stephen Eichmann.
Basher number 27. You can have a chat with him.
This is where I have to start shouting people in China, hey.
Wait!
What's up, you fucknut?
How you going, Chook?
I'm good, I can hear all of you fuckers sitting out there just waiting for me to get flushed, eh?
So, you're down at the pub, are you, mate? Watching Scotland Ireland.
What, rugby?
No, cricket.
Scotland Ireland? What, yeah. Watching cricket? Are they playing fucking cricket?
They're playing in South Africa, mate. What does that say? Benoni.
Sounds like a squatter camp to me, mate.
It's
actually in the south of Johannesburg. I wouldn't go there because I might just steal your fucking your tires off your car while you're driving.
So, Chuck, can you tell us if you've been playing a bit of cricket lately? Have you lost any of your form, or you're still a bit of a gun, mate?
No, good. My form's gone. Played a bit in Australia. I came back here. What I'm doing now is playing some action cricket. Eh, I've got too old, you know.
What are you now? 25? 26?
Actually 16 plus 1, so I'm 17 this year.
Right. What else is that? What are you doing with yourself apart from cricket, mate?
Mate, I am a sales and marketing manager for a telecoms company, and I'm really enjoying it. But I'm just missing all my friends in China and Australia, and that's it.
Well, come back. That's easy.
Well, what you gonna offer me a job and pay me what? Let's talk about this. What you gonna pay me 40,000 RMB a month and then give me a cricket contract as well?
Well, yeah, we could put you in at number 7 for the Bashers, mate.
Number 7? Have you guys got that good? What's going on here?
The Bashers have a bit of extra talent this year, so we're shaping up pretty good at the moment.
Well, have you got Lapa Le Pen opening the batting there?
Well, he's threatening to come out of retirement.
So, Dad, the only thing he's tweeting about his balls.
So, what else is happening in South Africa, mate?
You seem to have everything going there. You've got bloody soccer going there all over the place. You've got the Indians coming, IPL.
Yeah, we've got the CAF Cup, next week or next month. We've got the IPL coming here in April, and then we've got the ICC cricket coming here as well in September. And the only thing I need now is for the Bashers to actually get their asses together and come down here so I can organise a team to really play cricket against you show you what cricket is about.
Who would we play against, though, mate?
I'll get a team together. That's easy. I mean, I can always go speak to my friends who I played for before Premier League and say to them, come, let's play against my Aussie and Chinese and English friends from China and, you know, show them what cricket is really about, you know.
I would be a bit worried about that, too, because most of the Bashers can't really look after themselves in Shanghai. I think us in Johannesburg would be a nightmare.
That's fine. You know, I can put your people up in my place. I've got a two-bedroom place, and you can all come live here.
You can teach a little bit of self-defense as well.
Yeah, we heard you're a bit of a man with the pressure points.
Which piece of point is that?
Yeah, well obviously we cancelled our tour to Pakistan recently, so we'd have to be pretty certain on our security arrangements. Because the bash is a bit of a target.
You guys are so used to driving in taxis, I can organise one of those black taxis to take you around town so you can see what Soweto is like and all that, and still be safe, you know?
Oh, sounds dodgy.
Doors welded shut.
Let's talk about what happened in Australia against South Africa in the cricket.
Well, that was our next move. We're going to a new section now. We call it Around the Wicket, and we'll start with Australia-South Africa. You tell us, mate. Because none of us here can.
Mate, we can just... You guys are just putting me in the spot here, because now I need to say, yeah, you guys were the better team when you were out here in the first two tests, but in the last test you got a little bit of a hiding. First time in 15 years, I think you guys locked by innings and a few runs to South Africa or any
no
other team in the world.
No convicts in the room, mate. Yeah. No convicts in the room, only a Kiwi.
What do you mean, you guys? You mean China?
No, I'm talking about the Aussies. Sorry, I was also saying I'm Australian as well in my heart.
I think Australia played pretty well when they were in South Africa. They dominated, mate, the first two tests. And I think your argument about winning the last one's pretty weak.
Yeah, it was weak. I don't know. Maybe you guys should also look at maybe changing your captain from pointing to Michael Clark, because he's not shaping in anything.
There's a call. We'll get some comments on that.
But you guys won the 2020 series, right?
That's right. We kicked your asses twice in a row.
Aikman addressing the audience. Mate, there are no Aussies in the room.
But plenty of Aussies listening.
And also we got the first javis coming up, and of course I think we're going to give you another hiding on Friday.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting.
So give us your call. 5-1 days, is it? Well, what's it going to be? 4-1?
I think it's going to be 4-1, eh? I don't think we'll whitewash you in the one days. I think you'll take one.
Yeah,
you think so? I don't know. The Aussies, they've been looking all right. I reckon they'll beat. I reckon the Aussies, 3-2.
Depends how Susie the waitress does, mate. Bring her out of retirement.
Bit of food poisoning, you reckon?
Quiet. I don't know.
Oh, he's been sworn.
I saw Mel Collins made this comment as well that you guys are going to rip us apart in the 2020s and one days, and I haven't heard anything back from him yet after I said, well, what's happened in the 2-0 win we had with you guys in the 2020?
Well, you're doing well to make him shut up, mate. Good job.
So tell me about the bashes. Are you guys still as strong as you were before in the drinking stakes?
I think we're stronger in those stakes.
I think we have
improved in that area.
Picked up our game quite a bit.
And tell me, how many new people are... Well, I did see your bashes team. They actually look quite cool, I must say. Shit, you know. You've lost a few good people. You lost, I can't say me. You lost Ed Malone. Who else did you gain?
Mate, you're talking about good cricketers or good players?
Hey. Can you hear me?
Someone else is doing in. Andy Scott, he's here as well. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? You guys are pretty
going, mate?
Oh, it's going great. My ear hasn't fallen off yet.
All right, well, we're going to put you on hold.
Yeah, you're on hold. All right. Back to Chuck.
Now you put the phone down on me. What, you guys don't want to talk to the staff?
Yeah, you're getting a little bit boring. So, Steve, who are you going to be supporting this year in the IPL?
In the IPL, mate, I don't know yet, most probably your best spin bowler in the world, Shane Warne's team, because that's the best team out, I think.
Not the Royals.
Not KP Peterson's team.
KP Peterson can come suck my cock if he wants to.
He probably would.
All right, mate, it's been great having a chat with you. Catching up.
And you as well.
Yeah, mate. Look, get yourself a bunch of spare chuckers together and come over for a tour.
All right, so I'll put that together, and then we'll work out prizes. We'll get the bashers to take 50% of the charts, and then we'll come out there and kick your asses.
Sure, mate. We'll get Cranky to organise a freighting container for you.
It just make it ventilate, because if I rock up there, it's only me playing. Fuck, you know, you guys are still going to lose.
All right, good chat, mate.
Chat, mate.
Catch you real soon.
Thanks.
Bye. Cool.
Bye.
You have reached the note of...
Billy. He's calling all his friends, mate.
7.
Tell him.
Nine. 9. At the tone, record your message. Then press hash or hang up.
Alright, we're going to kick off here with Around the Wicket.
We already kicked off.
Yeah, we'll kick it off again, a bit better now. I've had a glass of vino, a bit loosened up. I'm going to kick it off, start with New Zealand and India, second test. New Zealand, what did they get in the first?
619.
619, some good scores in there too, old...
Imagine Ryder. If they'd sent Chris Martin in, how many they would have got.
Oh... None. That's still
619.
But no, it was good to see Ross Taylor have a good knock and Jesse Ryder.
Jesse Ryder.
Yeah, he was. He's a bit of a loose animal, Jesse Ryder. But
he's the new David Boone, mate.
Yeah, maybe. I think he's the John Daly of cricket, mate. Because you know he's got the drinking problem, but he's been going pretty well. But I think the wicket was just. It was just too easy. Like, I mean, what did we get 600? Oh, we went around. I think we bowled them out a bit.
Yeah, I bowled them out for a couple of hundred.
Yeah, 305.
Yeah, they were 300 behind still.
Yeah. So anyway, I think we'll push on to the third test. You know, where's it being played? The third test. Somewhere. South Island. Anyway, I think the
not third, Christchurch.
I think the third test India will get us again, man. So. Anyway, a lot of improvement there by New Zealand. A lot of improvement for 600.
Going to be happy. Is that all you got to say about it, mate?
Pretty much it.
No Indian recipes this week?
No, well, I was hoping that New Zealand would win, so I could say that we fucking cooked them hungy style. But I didn't get the chance to do that. I was a bit disappointed.
All right. Well,
anyway, what else?
Moving on. England and West Indies.
All right, Statsy.
We'll move on.
Yeah, I mean, actually, first time there's been a poem in the room and not a whole lot to talk about it. It's obviously not a very happy ship over there at the moment. You've got KP being KP, requesting leave, asking to go home for a couple of days to see his wife.
What a
poor lad.
Why can't he ship her over? Are they not allowed?
Well, she is somewhat of a celebrity in the UK. She's been touring the country on some Dancing on Ice.
Oh!
She was a winner.
Get around her.
As well as launching a lingerie range at Tesco's.
Tesco's?
I shit you not.
I was at Tesco's today.
If there's one place you don't want to send your girlfriend over there, it's the West Indies, mate. There's some pretty intimidating men over there. And I think... I think they quite like it, the chick. So I think that him going home though, it's a bit of a soft call. We were talking last week about who was.
Well, look, he's talking.
Oh.
No, not on that later.
No, who were we talking about last week? We were talking about
the Vokes.
And that wanted to get married, and that wasn't. This is a whole different thing. Like, I mean, just wanting to go home to see your girlfriend. You can't be doing that.
He's a man with a big ego.
Hasn't he heard of prostitutes, though?
Oh, you haven't seen his wife, then.
So, yeah, what else? So what's happening results-wise?
Results-wise, well, there has been a lot of airtime about the ladies or the females' World Cup. Has quite rightly been getting a lot of airtime, especially in the UK.
In the UK, because the men are so crap.
Well, I mean, I seem to remember the Kiwis being fairly confident of victory.
Yeah. That's until Danny got them all on the piss.
but a fantastic performance from the ladies, and hopefully it'll do something to raise the profile of the game.
Yeah.
Well, here's some trivia for you. Do you know when the first Cricket World Cup was?
Women's World Cup.
Well, the first Cricket World Cup was a Women's World Cup.
1894.
Well, it was 72 or something, but yeah, it was before the men.
Really?
Had a World Cup, yes.
Okay,
and the victors.
What do you think the reasoning would be behind Australia not being the best of the ladies? Because they don't even do that good, do they? Where did they get?
Traditionally, they have been the powerhouse of cricket. Ladies,
what happens to them?
I think they were just shown up by better sides. I think the game evolves, technology, fitness regimes.
Just to show that I did some homework on this, the New Zealand game where they smashed our friends from Pakistan, who we're seeing play, no slouches.
Oh,
we saw them at the Sixers last year.
Yeah, they were right.
373-7, at the end of the Pakistan innings, their run rate required was 122.18 runs per over.
Mm.
Which they would have needed stats, you but
they would have needed quite
well,
a few
one
overs.
They don't hit too many sixes, though, the Chicks, though, do they?
Oh, yes, they do.
Because they play on the same size ground, right?
No.
Because watching a lady hit a six, there's something wrong about that. It's like watching an old lady eat pizza or something like that.
If we're being really rude, you can say, look at some of those ladies, and they're not.
Oh, you reckon?
I went on to Crick Info. I had a look at the South African squad.
Oh.
Not overly beautiful.
Nothing to do with beauty, mate. Look at the Bashes.
Here's a question, then. How would the Bashes starting 11, best starting 11, go against the English ladies?
Interesting question, because there was an article in the Telegraph the other day about which was Charlotte Edwards, like our goddess of cricket in the UK, saying that
she got a contract at Tesco as well.
No, you should see a photo of her. It's just as well she's good.
She's
and she was going on about some of the negative press that they've been receiving with some of the journalists saying, look, this is nothing. I mean, the girls are weaker, they don't bowl as fast, they don't hit.
That doesn't sound like the British press.
But I believe that the Australians have got the fastest female bowler in the world, and she bowls at something like 72 miles an hour.
Kilometres?
Yeah. Which is like 100K, something like that. Yeah. Probably Filthy's pace. No, probably a little bit faster than Filthy.
Oh, really?
Certainly
quicker
not.
Quicker than Mel?
Mel on for full run-up, it's close. I think the Bashes would stand a chance. I think we'd probably lose it in a 50-over game because of their increased fitness and so on, but it's a good old thrash around. I think we'd fare pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, well. What else? What else have we got? There's other international results.
Just going back to England and the West Indies. We did finally win a game of cricket. Courtesy of whatever his name is, Dyson, the West Indies coach. which came down to Duckworth Lewis as well, which is why I found it rather interesting. Started raining. And Dyson called his players off. He had his sort of math sheets in front of him. Dyson, who's the West Indies coach, he was convinced that if they came off now because of the rain, they'd win. But he miscalculated. There was one extra wicket down that he hadn't accounted for, so he called his troops off.
So that's how England wins.
Sounds like he dropped his abacus, right?
We've won two games this winter, and both of them have been Duckworth Lewis.
So, Ashes, mate.
Yeah.
When is that? Next year?
This is coming up.
This year?
This is coming up just before, during Teabag's wedding.
Oh, during Teabag's wedding. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's always very, very exciting. Unfortunately, I think we peaked about
four years ago.
5 years too soon for this one. It seems that 12 months ago it looked like it was going to be pretty good. The Aussies were looking very average, and so were we.
But they
just seem to have this ability to pull out people on Terra's recommendation. Phil Hughes.
Glenn McGrath.
Phil Hughes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Glenn McGrath, flat-footed nothing.
This old Siddle fella who seems to be able to bowl pretty well. So unfortunately, it's going to be a great summer, but I can't see us
putting up a challenge.
What is it? To me, they always don't seem too happy, the English team lately. I mean, like, you've got all these big players, then they've got guys that don't step up, man. And, like you're talking about the egos of Peterson and Freddie Flintoff
as well, yeah.
They don't have that bashers sort of spirit.
The best players, like, you look at a guy like Ponting, he actually pulls in the team and makes everyone else better. I don't think
I think Vaughan was very, very good at doing that. I think he was far enough removed from everyone socially. And good enough a cricketer, and good enough a cricketer to command respect, which I think since then we've sort of struggled to do.
So is that your plan this year with the Bashers then?
Being a little bit aloof,
yeah.
Well,
retire from social life,
yeah. Not come down to the drink something.
I think the Angry Wives Club would be very happy with that. Actually, maybe not. Now that they've got their resurgent club going themselves. Anyway,
I think we've had quite enough English cricket.
Yeah. No, I think this is good stuff. But I think
over the course of the 5 weeks, English cricket has been neglected. So it's good for it to finally get a little bit of airtime.
Get a bit of airtime. Maybe we could get both of them. Imagine that.
We'll edit this bit out
now. Better editing.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Casey?
Yo, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, mate?
I'm all right.
Yeah, wipe that vomit off your chin, buddy. Afghanistan cricket.
Yes, apparently they have quite the side.
Really?
All right, well, you tell us about it, mate. Here you go. Here's your chance to shine.
All right, well, they played Denmark today, actually, in the opening round of World Cup qualifying down in South Africa.
Right, that was a home game then.
And they basically they started out their campaign to be in the World Cup by beating Japan a couple of months ago. We gotta take EJ away for a second.
No,
debacle!
Debacle! Did he just lock him in the cupboard?
EJ wants to be on radio.
He's a star, mate. He's a star.
So anyways, they beat Japan 10 months ago and have played 16 matches in three continents, Europe, Africa, South America. Noticeably, they are not playing in Afghanistan because if there is a more dangerous place to play than Pakistan, it's probably Afghanistan.
And all of their sports grounds are taken up for those execution things anyway. So they can't get a venue.
Like an audience is not so keen to go there.
I don't know. That pitch is pretty dangerous, mate.
They're dry pitch, I reckon.
Yeah, they had a member of their national team from 2001 to 2006 was killed by troops last August in Afghanistan.
Why are you laughing?
Whose troops?
International troops. Doesn't say if it was the Brits or the Americans.
Moving on to North American cricket, mate.
Oh, yes. The New York Times ran an article. I was going to put it on the blog, actually, that there is a college spring break cricket.
Oh, I'm not spring training again. Here we go. This is 4 weeks in a row.
To talk about spring break.
Okay, all right. Sorry, carry on.
Spring break, of course, which is the week in the middle of the spring semester when most kids go to the beach and, you know, you get all those girls gone wild videos. Apparently, they've got a cricket tournament that runs along the East Coast. And a bunch of people get together and play during that week. They play cricket.
Maybe we could look at touring there next year.
Could be.
Play the local ladies side.
Yeah. I do want to say one thing that the MCC, who came to Shanghai a couple of years ago, they actually played against the Afghanistan cricket side, and they were throttled.
Were they? Well, the Afghans.
What, literally?
The Afghans. And Mike Gadding.
Didn't they have guts?
You know, the former captain, he was dismissed without scoring. So apparently the Afghanistan team has a couple of leg spinners.
What about the American Premier League, mate? Have you heard this one?
I have not. Please fill me in.
Apparently, Inzamam. We all remember Inzamam.
Yeah, fan. Quick between the wicket. Yeah, as quick as Jet now. Between the wickets.
you mean between off stump? he's been approached by some bloke in the States. They're looking at having an IPL type deal in New York.
The jabber will be getting very excited.
What for?
Cricket. Yes, mate.
I can't see the New Yorkers getting too excited about that.
No, it's very big with the expat community over there, apparently. Yeah.
If you're going to have it in any city in the US, New York makes sense. You've got the United Nations there. There's plenty of foreigners.
Yeah. I would have it in Vegas if it was up to me.
That's just because you want to go to Vegas every day. That's nothing to do with cricket.
that's around the grounds, I think.
All right, we'll move right along now to a section that we call the Third Umpire. Weekly review of the weekend's games. And last week's Lumberjack done a great job, old Sir Dick Churchill, and he passed the book on to you this week, Burchett. So,
he did, indeed.
Chuck it to you and you'll
talk us
through it. What happened?
Saving the fables. What happened? Well, it was freezing. It was awful.
I was pretty warm.
Yes. we'll get to that a bit later. We had a new bus, which was exciting. The opium den.
The opium den?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that sounds terrible.
Blue on the outside, smoky on the inside.
You had to be there, Hannah. You had to be there.
Was Woodstock there?
No, mate. Oh. One thing that a lot of people might have missed from my report is Sir Dick actually chucking fruit on the bus.
Literally.
On the way there or on the way back?
On the way there.
Jeez, it's a bit early for that.
He was throwing toys on the way back. Throwing fruit.
Usually when he's throwing fruit, he's bowling, mate.
So we got there and we're, of course, playing the Devils. Bit of a warm-up match for the top team, the whatever we're going to call them eventually.
Oh, Gravity, was he was there?
Yeah, Gravity was certainly there. We all noticed him. He finished up batting, he scored 102 for 5 batting.
4 for 1.
Several LBW decisions, which in a normal sort of match would have certainly had him walking. Yeah. The Devils seem to have decided to play a no LB rule.
So what happened? Did we win the toss and we went into...
Well, tell us about the toss.
It was one of those. It was a friendly situation. There was no need for anything as competitive as tossing a coin.
We weren't playing the hot dogs. So
I have always rated the Bashers as better chasers than setting a target.
So, well, it's pretty lucky that we didn't bat first then. So would have been awful.
So I suggested to Newton that we would like to take the field first. Which he was kind enough to allow. So that was instead of a toss.
It was a gentleman's...
A gentleman's agreement, which, according to the new rules sent around by the anti-basher, is no longer permissible.
What's that? You can't just have a gent
do it. The etiquette, the must take place on the square, the toss must take place on the square.
Yeah, precisely 10 minutes.
Right, on the square. So if you're playing at the British High School, it has to be on that mat that you play on?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the Lego pitch?
Jesus, how much sleep you reckon all the anti-basher lost over this?
A lot. Okay, that's about a gigabyte of stuff that came
through. And so we got, what happened? We went into bowl. What did you open up with?
We had the most incredible first over.
Oh,
where on the first ball, we had a run out.
Yes.
It was non-striker, first ball of the season, hadn't faced the ball.
Run out.
Strolled out of his crease.
Yeah. Cheeky devil.
Oh, that's a platinum duck, isn't it?
I think it's everything rolled into one. It was just an incredible piece of cricket. I don't know who threw the ball in, actually.
I called it, which is remarkable in itself. What is that?
You caught the ball and chucked it in.
Well, no, I caught the ball when it came in.
Yeah.
Well, I took the bales off.
You done that?
Yeah.
Oh, good, haven't you? So that was the first ball of the game.
That was the first ball of the game. Absolute chaos. Mm-hmm. And then we had the batsman who was run out loitering. Hoping for a reprieve.
Jesus.
Might be a
can't
friendly.
Can't be our first ball.
he was arguing.
Oh, did he want to change it to one home run bounce?
He hadn't faced the ball, so he was out. So that was, a good start to the season. We then had old Pap Smear, taking off from where he ended up last season. Hadn't played for 6 months.
I know, there's no warming up, is there?
No warming up.
Straight into it.
Straight in, banana balls coming in, left arm over, swinging in. He had 2 wickets and 2 balls in his second or third over, I think.
Oh, it was outrageous.
So he had them in a bit of trouble earlier.
Plus about 18 LBWs.
Yeah.
Which had that rule.
So we had them fall down very quickly, and I'll hand you back over.
And then they sort of settled in for a bit after, well... the excellent captaincy of putting in a deep backward square to gravity.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, picked the wrong bloke to stand out there. We've already talked about that. Drop catch, which cost 90-plus runs.
Drop catch.
It was an amazing piece of captaincy by me. I will say that.
Come on, name it.
Oh, Gravity Newton has got only a couple of shots in him, which is cow, deep square,
yeah.
and he actually has a quite good shot that goes sort of between mid off and extra cover.
Didn't get any through mid off, did he?
No, this is true. Anyway, the skipper, I forget his name, decided to put a guy down on the deep square leg boundary, and the accidental short ball came in. Newton pounced, sent it straight down the fielder's throat. Don't get any easier than that.
It's a wide throat as well.
Unfortunately, it was put down convincingly. The guilty culprit, none other.
He knows.
Than
the prayers. What did you get? The old crocodile style catch.
Hey, he dropped it, and he looked at the batsman, and he's like, "That's what I did."
No. Praise getting a ribbon every week. Gotta love it. Anyway, I don't know.
So we moved on, and they got 237 odd.
That's a pretty big score in a 35 over game.
Manageable.
How were we feeling at half time there?
It was doable. I think with the batting lineup that the Bashers have this year, there is. As with all Bashers teams, there is always that unpredictability. There is that
a lot of promise.
There's a lot of
a lot of potential.
Red blooded males in there who look very good for 4 or 5, and then
Scooby 100% strike rate.
Yeah,
2 runs off the first ball.
Mm-hmm.
Second ball, not so many.
Cassius, or soon to be rechristened Blunty. Was looking at $1 million for his 5, and then the Cardinals sin of a wicketkeeper charging down the track to a spinner, misreading the spin,
getting stumped
by a mile.
Oh.
Had the misfortune of standing at square leg for that, having no option but to give him out.
Richard Ashcroft.
Yeah.
So he got 5, and he was out.
He was looking good for 5 as well. So yeah. Anyway, it was a lot of early season rustiness, so good to get that out of the system.
Everyone got a bat.
There was a very good performance from Oscar. Dave Rosenthal showed a lot of ticker.
A lot of backbone, yeah.
Absolutely. When the batting lineup was announced, he came forward to me and said, I'm not really much of a batsman. Stuck him in at number 3 anyway. And provided the spine for the innings.
A lot of running two, though.
32 off about 46 overs, wasn't it?
So what did we end up getting?
I don't think we added it up in the end.
160-odd. There were some lusty blows from Filthy at the end, 39 off 31. Looking very comfortable. To bring a little bit of respectability to the score.
And he went out on exactly the same score as the other bloke, whatever he was, which was a nice thing to do to the captain.
This is true.
It was premeditated wicket. So that was basically all. Then we went back to the bamboo,
yeah,
of course, for a bit of a fine session.
Been drinking out of the box, going on?
There was...
Blunty christened the... He actually Frenchied his christening.
Oh, he went full, down on
full,
it.
Full contact.
Yeah, there was, I think there was a bit of tongue there. Fashion number 121. Congrats, mate. Well done.
121. Was he the only new one this week?
He was. Then on to the...
There must also be a special mention to Long Dong.
Oh, of course, we forgot about the vagina.
The vagina is...
Long Dong's vagina.
Who's that?
Oh, well, there was a bit of marketplace.
Desmond rocked up. He's looking very... His laid-back self came onto bowl in the place of Hammer. So first change. fines coming later on for this as well. For injury by default. First ball, a little bit wide. Second ball, a little bit wider. Third ball... it was sky.
Third ball
skied, and in sort of in between
it came down with snow white.
It was Wiki between the Wiki and the bowler.
He tried to catch it on his vagina.
This is Wiki Blunty put his name on it. Desmond. No reaction. Bit of a clash mid-wicket. Ball
it was one of those slow motion moments where everyone could see exactly what's going to happen. It happened. It was nasty. It was, as I said, he was Martin Johnson.
Really?
But he walked back, to his credit, Long Dong, he walked back to his mark. He was already there, but by that stage his pants were red. So I've gone and had a look, and it's webbing between his finger is split basically up to his elbow.
Really?
So we sent him off to have a bit of a band-aid put on that.
Couple of stitches as well, I think.
Yeah, I talked to him afterwards. He was still waiting in line for surgery. But he should be back.
I want to see more of Desmond Beryl in the marketplace. I like what I saw the first week. he was bowling nicely.
I think he'll probably have a couple of weeks off games.
Yeah.
And then hopefully the rest will recharge his batteries and he'll come back raring to go.
So, Skipper.
Yes.
Feelings. How are you feeling after the first hit out?
One of the things that I wanted to... Well, I mean, to be fair, it was a friendly, so we can't read too much into it. It was also a friendly that coincided with the Hong Kong Sevens and a night at the Shed. So we were down a few players that we knew about. We were down a couple of players that we... had counted on turning up, including an imaginary friend. But as a result, we ended up rather short on the bowling side. So I think the bowlers, the makeshift bowlers, did pretty well at keeping it competitive.
Who was that?
Samir bowled fantastically well, perhaps. I hate to praise the president, but he bowled 7 overs on the trot and looked pretty good for it as well.
He's still recovering.
Again, I think a little bit like the English cricket team. I think he probably picked a little bit too early. I think that might be his bowling performance for the season. So we'll see. The batting, normal. Looked good. Rush of blood to the head, trying to instil a little bit of... just want to instil a little bit of pride. There's nothing wrong with not scoring any boundaries. That's what I've based my career around.
Well, I certainly have. It's about 6 years since my last boundary.
So, yeah. So anyway, there's the potential is there, and we'll see what happens.
Bought it back.
It's gold.
All right, so following on from the Lumberjack report... Of course, the traditionally after a match, we have a bit of a fine session. Now, occasionally people skip fine session. I think Hammer, a couple of weeks ago, you skipped a fine session. This week, of course, you topped that.
Consistent.
You skipped a whole like a match.
Well, I think I'm becoming somewhat of a serial offender because it's not the first time, and it's an area of my etiquette that I have to clean that up because I can't do it again. It's unacceptable. I saw Mel Collins left a message that said "Hammer unacceptable," and it's pretty much like your parents telling you they're not angry but they're disappointed. And I'll go on record by saying that it won't happen again.
Ooh.
Oh, punchy. teabag and credit, what's his name? Taipan. You're listening to this. Phoning you up in a couple of Saturdays' time, saying, right, shit.
Have you got an excuse?
Well, I was walking home at about 6 in the morning. Yes, short walk home.
No, a short excuse.
Okay, and there was slight showers. And I was thinking, all right, this deck can't be on. But that's not really an excuse. But then when I woke
rubbish.
Up... Yeah. Anyway.
It's been sloppy, it's been ordinary, it's been poor. Some people call it rubbish.
Yeah, I think...
couldn't put it better myself, Jeff.
It's not often that we agree with Jeff, but in this case...
So what about
Hammer?
I think, first of all, an apology should go out to Desmond. You were down for bowling first change.
So it should have been your vagina
so long
exposed.
Gone.
Grievous bodily harm.
We're not quite sure what to do about this. Obviously, there's quite a collection of fines, which are all noted down in the back of the logbook. So next time you do actually turn up,
there's actually an argument for converting these fines into KC fines because the Hammer obviously likes a drop of fermented grape juice,
and it's going to cost the Bash as a Bash's treasure, and it's going to cost the
too
much.
So he does enjoy it, and KC last season was always very good at turning up to fine sessions despite being a non-boozer. And so whenever he was fined, he had to...
Oh, Bijo, mate.
He had to suck the...
Bijo's cheap. You can get those $5 squeezy bottles.
I think that there needs to be an element of pain in these fines.
Well, there's actually, if you go to the website and have a look down the right-hand side there, down towards the bottom, there's a poll going about what we should do about Hammer.
Oh, was there a suggestion?
There's a few options in there.
I didn't see that.
There's a few options in there, and you can pick as many as you like. You don't have to pick just one.
We'll see if this gets a better response than we're going to finish in the league.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, what? There's about 60 votes. There's only two voters.
Stood in the corner and pelted with cricket balls. Special hat of shame should be commissioned. More fines.
Nah.
He should... You don't get a vote, mate. He should fund 1 month's worth of fines.
What's that mean?
Well, that'd be costly if it includes yours. Clean every Bash's box.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
With your tongue. A new Bash's name.
No, I don't want that.
Oh. All right. Okay, that's an encouragement. And the final option so far with zero votes is nothing. So,
come on, let's get the voters in there for
that. Yeah, get into that. Well, let's work out what we're going to do about these repeated indiscretions.
No, I will, all I can do is apologise, really.
You could do more than that.
Your new nickname is Capitalitas Mellis.
I'll take whatever fine that I get and I'll cop it on the chin, whatever it is.
More on that next week, once the Bashers have had a chance to vote.
I'll tell you what, but I don't like the sound of being hit with cricket balls. That one for the viewers. Alright, here we go. This isn't even...
another new segment. Mate. It's called Ladies Bring a Plate.
Oh, alright. Alright, we're hitting off. New section, Ladies Bring a Plate. We're talking to Mrs. Stats.
Hello.
Sarah.
Mrs. Stats.
Hello.
You are on the Bash's broadcast. And I tell you what, I bet you're excited.
Oh my goodness, I'm so privileged.
Okay. Listen, we've been sitting here and, you know, we've had a couple of drinks and we've been talking. There's a bit of debate going around about what they're going to be calling the Bash's girls. We heard, was it the Bash's Wags at one stage?
Angry Wives Club,
the Nags,
Gashes.
We want something that sort of incorporates all the good qualities about us, you know? Gotta think about this one quite carefully.
Good quality. What do you want to be like?
The girls have got a very serious meeting about it tomorrow night. We're going to discuss the various options.
The AGM.
We don't want the boys to have any say in it because the latest comment was from Sheehan, and he thinks that we should be called the Gashers.
I tell you what.
So what actually is the Gashers?
What are you guys going to be doing?
Basically, the Gashers is an awesome excuse for the girls to be able to go out and, you know, have a fair few cocktails, some nice girly food, and some girly chats with the full support of the boys, because obviously the whole reason we're doing it is to support the Bashers.
I think it's a great idea. And we would like to get you guys involved in a bit of fundraising, you know, at some stage, help out. You know, we're one big happy family, one big club. So
a bit of fundraising. Yeah, right.
there's been talk of doing a naked calendar.
Yeah, nude calendar.
Well, do you know what? Fundraising for the Bamboo, we can do. You know, we after a night out on the cocktails and a bit of food, when our wallets are empty, we come to the Bamboo, and by then the boys are feeling generous. So we're making, you know, the boys buy us drinks, even more drinks. So we're making a bit of money for the Bamboo.
Is there a chance of maybe getting you guys down to the practices and even trying to play cricket or not? Maybe having a go? Just having a go.
Do you know what? It's all about the excuse to get out there in the sun. You know, of course, we're supporting the boys, so they might smash out and give us some lunch money at Slice, you know. It's not about even knowing the rules of cricket, to be honest. It's about...
I have to ask my wife.
Phoenix and the Sun. You know, free beer, free Bash's beer. Free lunches at Slice, because of course we're supporting the boys, so they have to treat us and all that. That's what it's all about. I'm afraid it's not really about the cricket.
Maybe the Gashers could get sponsored by Cooker Pies, because the reason for struggling for the Cooker sponsorship is sort of the earliness that Woody's got to get up in the morning.
Yeah, you
want to rephrase that?
But anyway, going back to the nude calendar. I mean, can that be something that you girls could discuss tomorrow at the inaugural meeting?
I'll bring it up. There is often quite a lot of nakedness on our WAGS nights. Well, you know, there's supposed to be like a circle of confidentiality among the WAGS. So I am going to have to talk to them about whether or not we're going to, you know, we're going to break this confidence, because you're not really supposed to know what we get up to on our.
I've got one question. I don't know if you know this, but when a new basher comes into the team, he has to drink from the box. Have you guys got some sort of equivalent or not?
Again, I'm not sure whether I can actually explain what we do live on air.
There's a few hockey players in the WAGS, though, so you can rest assured it'll be fairly dirty.
Well, good stuff. So if I am a... Mrs. Stats, if I am an angry wife, what do I do about joining up and hooking into this action?
About joining up? Well, Neil has very successfully encouraged us to get all the WAGS onto the Bash's website. So we're doing it all very, very formally, so we can send a message out to all the wives and girlfriends through the website.
Bash's CC.org.
Click onto the blog, or hit register or whatever it is. But of course, this is up to the blokes here. Have to wake up the wives and significant others.
We're going to do it in such a way that only the girls can read the messages, so the boys will never know, you know, where the portal call is and all that.
Gash is CC'd.
But anyway, it's good. Is it ladies only, though? I mean, because some of the bashers might have a significant other who...
Yeah, I think Dino's got a boyfriend.
I think he's got several.
Oh, no, you know, it's open to all, open to gays as well.
Anyone glamorous.
Anyway, it's good because it's bringing the club closer together and getting everyone involved.
It really is.
And it removes all guilt on Thursday nights.
That's right, gets the girls off the back.
Anyway, Sarah, it's been great chatting to you, and good luck tomorrow night with the...
And by the way, when you go into school tomorrow, you can tell them that you're much better than Mrs. Dipso.
Yeah, and this is a regular spot now. You've got a regular spot now.
Ladies bring a plate, we'll be called.
Cool.
Okay.
See how the AGM is.
All right. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Come on, baby. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man.
All right, kicking off
a new section.
New section. Oh, what a change! A new section. We've got a section. It's called the Night Watchman. It's going to keep everyone in tune with what's happening in the Shanghai Cricket Club. What tournaments are going on, and
then Bash's games that are coming out.
Cricket coming up.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem. He's got the flu, but he's in a big feed, and he doesn't sound sick to us. But anyway, tell us what's happening, Casey.
All right, well, we've got some exciting cricket in the month of April up and coming. We've got the this weekend is the Opium Bowl. The Centaurs CC from Hong Kong are coming up for 2 days of fun in the sun, and Saturday will be
a big game, I reckon.
50-over fixture on Saturday. That is supposed to be the top 11 cricket players in Shanghai. Wow. And apparently three bashers have made that squad, so yippee-hi. And then the on Sunday is a 2020 class.
How much did that cost us?
plenty of brown nosing.
Yeah.
Good to see Cranky milk on the squad as well.
Oh, Cranky. Oh, not selected.
Not selected, no.
And then on Sunday, there's a 2020 game at which seven bashers are playing. So that just shows you the power of the 2020 side that we fielded last year.
Powerful.
There'll be buses and stuff. Stay tuned.
Yeah, as with lots of things regarding the SEC, they're a bit delayed in their information, and we'll get to that more to that later. But also upcoming, the end of the month, April 30th through the 4th or 5th of May, is a ODI tour.
Sorry, Stetsy just got wasabied. Which is quite appropriate.
He thought it was a mushy pea.
Wow. Speaking of wasabi, carry on.
Yes, a tour to Japan to play their National 11 will be taking place at the end of the month, April 30th through the 4th or 5th. I think there's a tour in there to Mount Fuji as well. And people who are interested should
come. Big night out in Tokyo.
Yeah, big night out going down to the Ginza.
So where is the game playing? It's not like at base camp in Mount Fuji, is it?
No, that's the national training center for the Japanese squad.
There's a game against
the Japanese ladies, who we all know and love. Yeah.
And the men basically want to use the SEC as warm-ups for their World Cup qualifying matches.
Yeah. Which puts us in the same league as Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, talking about Mount Fuji, I mean, what I've heard is there was a cricket tour that was fortunate enough to tour North Korea last Easter, or last May, whenever it was. And they played at a fantastic ground in Pyongyang. From what I've heard about this this Mount Fuji ground is that it is it takes it to another level. Mount Fuji is the backdrop at the pavilion end.
So even more spectacular than the tennis court at San Huihua.
This is true.
Oh, there you go. And what else? Cricket coming up for the bashers in particular?
Well, for the Bashers in particular. Well, we also I failed to mention that the Phuket Sixes are in the middle of the month.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think the Bashers are sending a team, but if you're interested, contact John Newton. I think the SEC is interested in sending a team down.
All right. Yeah. If you want to go to Phuket, if you're in the area, good times.
Yeah.
The Sixes down there.
And as always, if SEC isn't sending a team, you can always call Cap and sign up with the CB. They're always looking for a couple of players to come out and support their side.
All this information's on the website, is it?
Yeah, you can all find it, of course, on the Bashers website. That's basherscc.org.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Check out those websites.
Finally, in terms of what the Bashers will be doing for the season, I would like to tell you, but unfortunately, we do not have the month of April's playing schedule as of yet.
Well, the anti-Basher said he would have it out by the end of last week. So
which is just after the opening of the new Waigao Chow Grams.
No.
Oh.
You almost made me do a hammer and spill wine everywhere. Alright.
Is that it?
That's the Night Watchman, mate.
That's the Night Watchman.
There's plenty of cricket coming up.
A new section call, it's all happening.
Alright, well, you intro it away, mate.
Alright, we're going to push on to another new segment. We call it It's All Happening.
Drinks break.
Hello!
We got the loosest man in the blah, blah, blah. So, Dino, we hear that the Bashers have sent you up to Beijing to do a bit of scouting after the great work you've done down in Tijuana last month. How's it going?
Oh, mate, Beijing, lock it in. We're having a great time up here. I'm recruiting for the left side. It's all the pipeline at the moment, but yeah, it's been a wonderful trip thus far.
So, apart from...
It's all happening.
Yeah, it's all happening.
Gibberish. Have a walk around there and, yeah, whatever. I'm over it.
End up at Maggie's. Oh, Maggie's. Oh, my God. So in the previous broadcast, we've had the drinks break, which has basically been you telling us about what's happening and
nothing.
What's happening at the moment in the social arena?
Well, fucking, I'm happy, mate. Up in Beijing.
Well, that's good for you. What about the rest of us, mate? Thursday, no practice on Thursday, but still drinks break.
There's a quiz coming up soon.
Where's the quiz going to take place, Dino?
So in brief, drinks break this week. In approximately 2 weeks from now, a very special quiz. A couple of weeks ago, we had an exciting day at the City Weekend Clubs Fair Day.
Can we get a bit of a talk through from that? Oh, no, I don't want to make it its own new section.
Well, I think we've had enough new sections for this week. But it was a good day out for the Blazers, and met quite a few people. And if any of those new people are tuning in, then get on and register. Come down, have a bash, play some cricket.
So what was happening there? It was just like a bit of an exhibition.
We had Romanians, Slovakians. Everything, but one thing that has come out of it, and this is something that's going to happen once we appoint our new Bashers fitness coordinator.
Oh, God. The credit cards is really sitting in people.
It's going to be Woodstock, of course. We're going to have a bit of a big day out for the Bashers one Sunday when we're not playing. And, of course, the Gashers will be involved in this as well. We're going to go out somewhere out on a pond somewhere and do some dragon boating.
Ooh.
How does that grab you?
Once Woodstock is organised, I'm happy to partake.
Yeah, there we go. It'll be a bus and a barbecue and some good early season exercise.
Is it just me, or does it seem like the loosest man in Pooshee has a lot of like Freelance workers working for him for a social event? Because it seems like everyone else is pulling in the ideas. And old Luce is just getting on the leg openers up in Beijing with his
Yanjing leg openers.
Yeah. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
And of course, all this information, everything we've been talking about tonight, for anything related to Bashers Cricket in Shanghai, you can go to the website. That's www.basherscc.org.
And of course, tell your significant others to go there as well.
Yes, everyone. And, of course, tune in every week for the Bashers broadcast, available free for download on the website or on the iTunes Music Store.
Bowling at the death.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you very much for tuning in. We always finish every cast with a little bit of a limerick, something that actually Birdship puts together. He's pretty good at it. This week, we're going to start off with, there once was a basher called Ollie. A wicket keeper by Jolly. In the nets he bowled well, so he earned an opening spell and went on to bowl nothing but fucking lollies. Boom, where's the music? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, the music's
there. I think we're done. Alright, we're done.